Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tommy, it made sense that Pittsford would have a problem with Airbnb.
Yeah, we're stuffy.
Yes, old money.
Oh, no, yeah.
You don't understand real-world money issues.
Keep it the way it is.
But this town,
yeah,
it's a little more surprising.
What happened?
Well, when it comes to real-world money issues, the biggest argument for Airbnb is also why some younger people are even able to think about owning a home right now.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We got Airbnb drama in the town of Arundel.
What happened, man?
The town board out there is discussing the idea of banning long-term Airbnb, Vrbo, other sites that, rentals in town.
Mm.
And that potential ban has its supporters.
Okay.
10NBC went and covered this meeting, and they talked to a man named Mark. Mark got up and spoke at the meeting. Mark says that this Airbnb madness is ruining the neighborhood that he lives in.
So they all come down there. They all park there. They all hang out all night long. They have parties. They have the fire pit. They have a hot tub. They have all that stuff going. And there's some other neighbors that, you know, don't want to come. They don't want to speak. But they have complained to the town. It's the same thing. The neighborhood is a different neighborhood than it was before.
A different neighborhood.
Yeah.
By the way, it looks like they live right down on the lake or on the bay area, maybe.
Oh, nice area, man.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Well, I mean, he makes a point.
Oh, does he? Says stuffy old guy who doesn't own his own house?
Because they don't maintain the properties.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
No, because they'll just...
They have to maintain the property, otherwise nobody's going to stay there.
Checkmate.
Go around Florida and see what some of those neighborhoods look like that went Airbnb.
Florida.
They don't take care of them, because they'll just flip them.
Oh, hey, down in Florida?
Yeah.
What about Arundel?
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same concept, though.
Okay. Well, I would say you have less to choose from here, so you
they'll bang them up, and they're not going to take.
He's
care
just going to keep yelling old man stuff. So it's not.
No,
even
but I've seen it. You two have not seen it.
Show me in Rochester where you've seen it.
I'll show you two doors down from me where they let the place go.
Man,
the grass was 6 inches, Pat.
Get that weight, seriously.
Yeah, the toter sat out on that front porch for 2 weeks.
Man, so
not the toter.
So you bought their house then, and so you could do what you wanted with it.
I can't afford it.
Oh, no, then shut. You can't
but
afford
But I can't sell my house with this kind of ramshackle toter situation.
You don't have a house to sell.
And high grass.
You do not have a house to sell. Okay, so here's the thing. I understand that a lot of people feel the way that Mark, who you just heard from, does. Tommy, obviously, is that guy. But not everyone feels the way Mark does. Because there was a woman named Miranda who also got up and spoke. She is a younger woman.
So she wants to do Airbnb.
Yes, she lives across the street from Mark, right? And she says that for... The ability for her to own a home.
Yeah.
Let me try that again. Yeah. The ability for her to own a home exists solely on the ability to rent Airbnb space.
We all know how hard it is for younger millennials and Gen Zs to purchase their first home. And short-term renting has allowed me to purchase my first home. In Irondequoit, you have the Holiday Inn Express and the Hampton Inn. And for the visitors to the town, and we have many, ask yourself if those are the accommodations you want our beautiful town to be associated with.
Ooh, good point, Miranda.
I'm a little confused, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's a first-time home buyer.
Yes.
That she bought an Airbnb.
No. I get the impression that's how she lives in. So with Airbnb, you are able to rent out rooms
in
your
spaces.
House.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's right. Also possible that if somebody wants to rent her house, she just goes and lives with her mom and dad for a couple of days.
Okay,
right?
All right.
So here's the thing. Everyone knows what the cost of buying a home is.
Oh, it's too damn high, Pat.
In Rochester. And there is a way, if there is a way, short of selling meth, that you can run a business out of your home. How can you stop someone from doing it?
Right? But doesn't this keep driving the prices up because there's no place for a person to buy a house to just live in if these Airbnbs are all over.
So here's the thing. If these people are buying them just for Airbnbs, you're right.
Yeah.
But if these people are living...
they're just going and keeping up
space.
All the houses.
Yes.
Right.
But if these people are renting them out while they're gone...
to help them cover the cost of their home.
But yes, or renting a room. I mean, look.
Right.
Pittsford is toying with this idea as well. And I'm sure there will be more towns jumping on this potential Airbnb train as we move along. But Tommy, these towns need younger couples, younger people.
They do. But we don't need the fire pit jackasses.
You have a fire pit.
But I don't jackass because it's too hard to change the tank.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
Yeah.
Kimmy, without younger people buying homes and staying, towns don't survive. And if you don't allow them this chance to make money, you could be keeping the young people out of your town.
Yeah, but what about the riffraff?
What is the riffraff?
Bro, you know the riffraff.
Do I know the riffraff?
Okay. It is funny because
these room renting bums. Basically, it's like a boarding house.
You squat in your wife's house.
You're gonna get grifters.
Yeah. Hello.
Carpetbaggers.
Yeah. Don't even know what a carpetbagger is.
I know.
And you are a carpetbagger. You're the definition of a carpetbagger.
It is funny because we do make fun of Tommy and Pittsford for having this take, but I will say those little communities on the lake are super, super tight-knit and super, super keep everybody out. This is our space kind of areas. So I can totally see people in like those spots where like these people live like pushing back on it the hardest
like
out of
Somerville
any place
area
in Rochester. Oh, yeah.
No, look, and I get it. I understand that nobody wants things to change.
Well, they
want to
keep it quaint and resorty.
Fine. But, okay, you want to keep it quaint and resorty, but you don't want it to be a resort.
Right, but because what's going to happen is the summertime's going to get loud.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's going to get loud.
What's going to get loud? You know, the funny thing about this is, like, I am sure that the people that are anti-Airbnb in there where they live have been using Airbnbs.
When they go on vacation.
I mean, look, it's at the point where most people have at least tried an Airbnb because you're anti-Airbnb.
Well, I have used Airbnb.
Yeah, but you're anti-Airbnb.
My neighborhood.
Now you're, but when I go,
let Florida become a sinkhole.
And here's the thing. When you went to Florida, you were just in a regular neighborhood.
Yeah.
In an Airbnb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The exact thing that you are arguing against right now.
Yes.
You hypocritical bitch. I mean, look, if I'm wrong, tell me. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I get that it can be inconveniencing. But it's someone else's house.
Yeah.
You're trying to control someone else's house.
Not control. Just put some guardrails up so we can all have a decent neighborhood. And we can all maintain our property value.
Okay.
Is that too much to ask?
Again, you don't have to worry about maintaining your property value right now. Because the only way some people can afford homes is to use the Airbnb.
But that's not going to last.
Okay.
You know, the markets, you know, switch around.
Okay.
The dip's coming.
Oh, well, then you won't have to worry about the Airbnbs.
Well, maybe. Or unless it's too late. They've already destroyed the fabric of the neighborhood.
I mean, I do wonder if these people would rather have Airbnb guests, where sometimes, you could get a bad mix of people that cause some trouble, but it's temporary, or just having somebody move in there that's a crappy neighbor overall.
Well, that's, Kimmy, like, that's always what makes me
laugh
about
it. You know what I mean?
Like,
you don't know that everybody's going to come in and follow the rules when they buy a new house.
No, but you're right, and that's what's so funny to me about, like, these lake communities. Like, we want to keep, like, bro, come on.
Right.
Come on. Why don't you let someone set up a camera at 10 o'clock on a Friday, Saturday night in the middle of the summer? We'll see who's being respectful. 252 WCMF. The town of Irondequoit is toying with the idea of putting a 29-day limit on Airbnbs in the town of Irondequoit. It's got its supporters. It's got its detractors. Tommy, obviously anti-Airbnb, yeah, even though he uses them. Jacob writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Airbnb open up a couple cottages from us, and they take all our parking spots when told not to and act like asshats in their rented boats. Even had one sideswipe the neighbor's car and didn't say anything. I don't care as long as you're respectful. That is cottage. A cottage. Renting space near his cottage.
Well, you got sideswiped.
They got some, no, the neighbor got sideswiped.
And they're jet acid on the boats up and down the lake all the hours of the night.
So here's where it gets interesting.
What's that?
So we told you up front that this was for long-term rentals only. Yeah. So if Irondequoit were to pass this rule, it states that rentals cannot be longer than 29 days.
It's an odd number to pick.
Yeah. One day short of a month.
Right. And I think that was done for a reason. What? I guess it's I don't know, but it sounds strategic. Like they picked it less than a month for a reason.
Okay.
To kind of like block them.
I don't know. But it means that even if this passes, like you heard Mark complaining. Can we give Mark one more time? This was Mark. He was a guy that stood up in Irondequoit talking about his issues with Airbnbs in his neighborhood.
So they all come down there. They all park there. They all hang out all night long. They have parties. They have the fire pit. They have a hot tub. They have all that stuff going. And there's some other neighbors that, you know, don't want to come. They don't want to speak. But they have complained to the town. It's the same thing. The neighborhood is a different neighborhood than it was before.
Okay. So if this passes,
yeah,
it sounds like the issues Mark has won't change at all. Because, Kimmy, it sounds like these are people renting them for a night or a weekend that are coming down partying.
Yeah, like you said, short term.
Okay, so like, yeah, I don't think you're having a 29-day party next to Mark's house.
Yeah, I don't know how common it would be, especially here, to rent it for a significant period of time.
Well, Miranda brings it up in the story. The woman that spoke that we played a second ago. There are folks that come in for business.
Okay.
That have to be here for an extended period.
Okay.
And instead of staying at like a Hampton Inn or a Hilton,
right, they
want to
like be in a house.
You got it.
But yeah. I'm guessing that most of these issues are going to be starting soon. Summer rentals. Like,
I mean,
people
already
coming in for the weather.
Yeah.
When it
it's
really
not just
there.
A dynamite movie, buddy.
It was a good movie.
Sorry, John Candy.
Oh yeah.
In an air can. Yeah, no, I mean, that, I think this is why.
I think that's
is,
when the noise and the partying and all that stuff's going to start, right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Here come your bikini-clad ball washers running their mouths all night. Vaping. Bare-legged. Tatted up.
Rich writes us on Instagram. I have zero issues with Airbnbs or similar short-term rentals, just not the guy next door to me, signed every guy my age or older. I mean, that's what this is, right?
Yeah.
It's all it is. Do it over there where I can do it, but not near me.
A few houses down is fine. Not next door.
I'm a little disappointed in the town of Irondequoit.
Why?
Well, look.
I mean, there's a lot of old codgers in there, man.
Pittsford wanting something like an Airbnb ban makes sense. Because folks that live there are... Folks that live in Pittsburgh are completely detached from reality.
Yeah.
But Irondequoit, at least most of it, it's a real town.
Yeah.
It's a town that's also getting younger fast. It's a town that feels like every part of Rochester. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you walk through Irondequoit.
Mix of everything.
Yes, I feel like it is exactly what our community is down in one town.
But you got a lot of old, still hanging out there, right? Guys that been in that house 40, 50 years.
But that's what bothers me, because this is the second time we have had a story where we have had a man stand in front of a microphone and say they don't want new people in Irondequoit.
In this neighborhood, the wives make the coffee for the husbands.
Right, right.
Okay? The town is full. Mm. We don't need any more people. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. That is the greatest Irondequoiter of all time.
What's his name?
Joey Palladino.
Tommy does not remember things I say to him in 15 seconds. That story is now like 4 years old. And you remember that guy's name every time.
I want a statue of him
until he dies,
and right in front of the town hall of Irondequoit, right next to that big plow. And all it's going to say is, "The town is full." That's a quote.
Town's full. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I mean, towns in the greater Rochester area need to know what they are. Henrietta knows what it is.
Yeah.
Webster knows what it is. Fairport, which is an east side hoity-toity town, seems to have a pretty good grasp on what people want from
it. Yeah, they kind of found the balance, I think, you know what I mean, of what they wanted.
Yeah. But when Grease and Gates don't allow legal marijuana sales, when Irondequoit is trying to keep homeowners from making money to afford owning a home, What do you think people from outside your town think about you? Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe they don't care.
But here's the thing. How does this help anyone in the town when you are keeping these things out? How does it help them? Sure, it's a little more quieter around here. It's quiet around here. Well, guess what? There's no one that can afford that house anymore.
But you know, man, if you get, let's say you open up the Airbnb. If there's one bad issue,
yeah.
And, you know, it's bound to happen.
Yeah, true.
It's going to shut the whole thing down.
Wait, say that one more time.
If you, let's say they give into the Airbnb.
Well, it's already there.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's say you have one bad issue.
Okay.
And it could happen.
Yeah.
Man, they're going to flip the F out.
Well,
what they're going to use to shut the whole thing down.
Yeah. Well, I think Airbnb, I'm pretty sure it's Airbnb is the one where, yeah, if you have too many complaints from the town or neighbors, Airbnb will shut down your Airbnb. Like, you can no longer rent through them.
Okay. But, like, the Airbnb thing, can't you make the same argument for someone moving in?
Yeah.
And there is no restriction that I could put on you based on federal law on who moves into my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If we started changing those rules, we've been there before, bud.
1950s.
That's what I mean, man. So, like, this whole idea of, like, oh, you know, it's okay, but it's not okay. Homeowners associations exist for what this guy is complaining about with Airbnbs. Because we want, you know, people that are going to observe rules and only certain things and da-da-da.
We want to see Rusty and Karen going off to school in a safe environment.
And if you are a member of a homeowners association, you know how much that sucks. Because when you give average everyday people power over where they live,
you get the condo cops.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're getting fined for your grass being a quarter inch too high, or your front door is a different kind of color, or whatever. And it sucks. And they can take your house away from you. Your homeowners association, in some cases, can take your house away from you. So if you are one of these people going like, oh, this Airbnb ban sounds like a good idea, you don't know the slippery slope you're about to go down, bud. Just warning you right now. All be right. Cool, everybody.
Okay, okay.
Be cool.
All right. Both sides.
Yes.
Good people on both sides.
No, look, I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, that guy, I get it. I understand where he's coming from. But if you have to be extreme in one way or the other, completely ban them or allow them to go, I got to side with allow them to go. It's America, baby, capitalism.
Right, but there's that nightmare scenario you play in your head, and it's like the version of your dad moving next door to me, right? And that's what you don't want your dad moving next door. You don't want my dad moving next door.
Oh, look at you. Hey, people on both sides.
No, both sides, both bad dads in their own unique, adorable ways.
But if you get Kimmy's dad.
Yeah, but he's cool, man.
To party every night, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Any way you want it, that's the way you name it.
He's going to bring his biggest speaker along with him.
Pineapple Jacks is open for business.
All right, let's take a break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is supposed to be the happy time of football.
Yeah.
Everyone's in first place.
Yeah.
You got a whole new stable of draft picks.
New stadium around the corner.
Come on, man. But the general manager for the Buffalo Bills, not happy yesterday. And he got not happy for everyone in America to hear.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday here on the show,
yeah,
we had a discussion about whether or not Bills fans should be nervous that they did not take a wide receiver high in the draft.
Yeah, you guys were talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, you were there too.
Yeah. I saw join that conversation.
Now, it seems like a valid question. And Kimmy, like, it's something that Bills fans on social media have been talking about. And so are other radio shows. For example, our sister station, WGR 550 in Buffalo. Jeremy and Joe, it's the morning show on that station if you're not familiar. Mm-hmm. They had a scheduled interview with Bills general manager Brandon Bean yesterday to kind of talk about the draft.
So it should have been kind of boring, cut and dry conversation.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, Brandon Bean, a charming enough guy.
But he's a bean counter.
Yeah, literally and figuratively. Yeah. And before Brandon Bean came on, the boys on GR were having a similar discussion to what we, and like I said, a lot of Bills fans were having about the wide receiver situation and not taking one in the draft.
Yeah.
While on hold, apparently Brandon Bean heard that conversation.
He wasn't having it.
And he did not like it. And the second he got on the air with Jeremy and Joe, he let it be known.
Yeah. No, it was. It was. I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very – how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just – hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers – but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about, but – bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
Brandon Bean, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how he came out of the gate.
Yes.
Like, they didn't work their way up to that. Like, they put him on the air, and he just went off.
And he said bitch a bunch of times, which I did not see coming.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to the word bitch.
Quit your bitching.
Have not heard Brandon Bean say the word bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
Stunned by that. Okay. You heard it, Tommy.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Somebody is really under a lot of pressure. And it ain't because of that WGR show.
No, that was just the straw that broke the camel's
back. Yeah, something's
going
on in that office, and he's hearing it up and down the hallway.
Well, no,
it sounds like he's getting pressure from above.
But I don't know what the pressure would be. I mean, like, in all sincerity, I get where you're coming from there. I understand why you would think that. They just made an AFC Championship game. Your quarterback's the MVP. I mean, look, when it comes to the best GMs in the game, Brandon Bean is top three.
Yeah.
Top five, if you want to pick
a lot of success.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Let's say tomorrow he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
He would have a job in a week.
Oh, sure.
Like, that's the kind of guy you would fire the GM you have to bring in. I mean, he said unparalleled success. I don't get what the hell happened.
Yeah.
It sounds like it ain't going his way. And he's one of these guys that likes it going his way.
Is it just hearing someone else criticize you?
Oh, I don't think those guys are the problem.
Okay.
I think those guys just got all his anger out. He let all his anger out on them. It's displaced anger.
Yeah, because I have seen, since a draft happened, the same argument from everybody about not drafting anybody really offensively to help you.
But every GM's got to hear this, even when they get it right.
And I would just think, like, there have been other things that he's been a part of that have been highly criticized, and why is this bothering you so much?
But that's what I mean when the whole criticism thing. Not that Jeremy and Joe criticizing him set him off. It's that he's been seeing and hearing this all week, and that he heard it from those guys before he went on, and that was what pushed him over.
And he's putting them down at the same time. Yeah, like, he's trying to tell me how
doing your little show.
Yeah.
I understand. You have things to bitch about, but you are dumb. That's the dumbest take ever.
Yeah.
Dumb. Okay. So here's the thing. Brandon Bean brings up the fact that the Bills scored the most points in the league last year with the wide receivers they had, right? And they went 8 straight games where they scored 30 points or more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was very impressive. Very impressive, right? But, and again, I love Brandon Bean.
Yeah.
Lest we not forget, they did have to go spend a third-round pick on a veteran wide receiver before the trade deadline.
Right. It didn't happen right away.
And that guy's not on the roster anymore.
Neither. Well, yeah. I mean, you brought in Josh Palmer,
but you lost Mac Hollins.
Right. So, in my opinion, you're starting the season with even less than you had last year.
You better hope Brandon Bean is not listening right now, because he will throw eggs at your house.
And
go ahead.
He got lucky.
Well, what do you mean he got lucky?
Because like you didn't expect to have this season. Like everybody was saying this is a rebuilding year, but Josh had enough talent to make this system work.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of trying to take credit for that.
You could take credit for Brandon Bean will be able to take credit for Josh Allen.
Yes, but
for
not
Josh
the results
Allen's entire
of
my, career.
But not the results you had last year.
No.
Because that was a lot of smoke and mirrors to make that season happen.
Okay, I think you're making a mistake in that statement.
I make many mistakes.
Yes, I understand.
Stick around.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
But you do your little show over there because that's what you got to do. I know you got to do the show. You got to bitch about something.
I do believe he thought that offense, I think inside that franchise, they thought the offense was going to be fine. Yeah, I do. Because they wouldn't have gone that way had they not done it. Now, they added Amari Cooper, right? Like, but I think that the whole Stephon Diggs thing was more from outside the building than inside the building. He stuck with his plan. I mean, give the guy credit for that, and it worked.
Okay.
I don't think it was luck, right?
I don't mean luck so much, but like, it was an iffy situation. Because everybody was looking at this and going, well, you know. Who are these guys?
But they stuck with the plan.
Okay.
But do you feel like, though, he's concerned about it? Only because they did bring in a receiver yesterday.
Right, by the way, yes.
Right after this conversation happened. So you're kind of saying, no, we're fine. We're still going to look at some people, though.
You know what sucks, though? It's like that interview. So the Bills brought in a Browns wide receiver yesterday to have a discussion.
Yeah.
That was totally booked before the interview, but it came out after the interview. So it made it look like he got off the phone and was like, hey, get him in here right now.
It did. It was bad timing.
I mean, is he nervous to your point that if this season looks like it's not up to snuff because you didn't go out and get that, now he's starting to see like maybe I'm getting a little like, – he might be feeling a little bit more exposed.
I mean, if you're asking my opinion, I can't.
No, him.
Yeah,
him.
No, yeah, ask my opinion. Okay. Yeah. I can't see him being worried for his job. I think
his job, but just looking foolish that these guys are right. I should have went out and got a wide receiver.
Yeah, but I mean, I would also think that happens to every GM.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. But to your point, yeah, all these GMs got to hear this all the time. For him to go off like that on two guys that were not pushing, they weren't being shocked, Josh.
They didn't even get to ask a question yet.
Like, that's the thing. We know Jeremy. Jeremy's the opposite of that guy.
They're pretty straight, narrow sports guy.
I think that's why it's so funny is, like, knowing that guy personally. He's a really good dude. Really good dude. Like, for him to catch that kind of wrath, it kind of makes me laugh just because it's like, oh, of all the people.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Why can't he yell at you?
Right.
I am dying to know, how long Bean was listening for before getting on the air, and if those guys knew that he was waiting there that whole time.
Yeah, because, no, you're right. I mean, you're not going to say anything inflammatory knowing that the GM is sitting on
hold.
Soften
it up a little, yeah.
And you're also aware that you're on in that town, so every player, coach, and they say they don't listen, they say they don't read. They do.
Of course they do.
And we got proof of that, because there's things we're not allowed to do anymore after training camp situations.
Yeah, maybe he's just wrapped too tight.
I mean, and I understand that.
I mean, it's that kind of personality.
I guess what's weird is we've never seen this from him before.
No.
Right? It just came out of nowhere. And, like, I know that he has a personal relationship with those guys. Like, we all know each other, mm-hmm. right? So maybe it was like I feel comfortable talking like this to these people because, like, I know them well.
But he came out scolding them.
He did. All right. For those, if you're just joining us, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday we had a discussion on the show about whether or not the Bills should have taken a wide receiver high in the draft. And that was a very common discussion amongst fans because – also, on our sister station in Buffalo, WGR 550, Jeremy and Joe were having that same conversation while general manager Brandon Bean was waiting on hold for his scheduled appearance, and as soon as they got him on the air, he was not happy with that discussion.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very – how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about – Josh Allen, you guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored. Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So, you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy, after you.
I was going to say, do you think he's also feeling the James Cook pressure right now, too?
Yeah, possibly.
Because, I mean, that's probably what he's, you know, what people are asking about the most.
Very
at this
possible.
Point.
Look, I mean, the guy's got a high pressure job. There's 32 of them in the whole world.
Sure, yeah.
Right? All right, but here's the thing.
Mm.
The biggest issue for Bean, I see in this audio.
What's it?
It's not the fact that he looked like a dick because, like, you know, he
lost his cool.
And it's, I mean, he's being a dick, but he's still not, like, the worst we've ever heard. Like, he was being kind of a polite dick.
Okay, fair enough. Know? But, I mean, everyone's entitled to a bad day. Yeah. Fine. Mm-hmm. And, again, we don't know the relationship that Jeremy and Joe have with him, so maybe he felt comfortable doing that. The bigger problem, Tom.
What is that?
Let's say, God forbid,
yeah,
the Bills have some production issues at wide receiver that specifically cost you a game or two in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Coming out of the gate rough.
That audio
is
going to be everywhere.
We're fine, guys. What are you talking about?
Yesterday it was already everywhere. Yeah. I'm working out in my basement. I'm watching SportsCenter. Here's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN. Yeah.
And he called him dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing.
And that's funny, too, because he brought up 2018. So, like, not only are you pissed about what they're saying now, you're also saying, and I still remember what you did back in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even say anything about that because I also wanted Josh Rosen. Look, I admit that. You know, I don't think Jeremy, Joe, any like talking head idiot like us that have a microphone is going to say we should be the general manager of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
It's just sports, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing.
What?
This could also be a good thing.
Oh, okay.
You remember two seasons ago when Sean McDermott story came out where former staffers were criticizing him?
Vaguely.
Okay. And it was like a big thing. It was also the story that came out that said that Sean McDermott had referenced the 9/11 hijackers.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
as part of a team building speech.
Bringing people together.
The team was, I believe, around 500 at that point.
Yeah.
This article came out. Things looked bleak. And when that hit, the Bills went on an epic run.
They rallied.
They did. And they won, like, what, 7-8 straight games? This team seems to love to play for each other.
Yeah.
And it's possible that maybe yesterday was one of those moments where Bean is going to the mat for his guys, and they're going to hear it, because of course they're going to hear it, and they're going to say, look, we got to go do this for him.
Okay.
Do it for Beansy.
Right. We're doing it for Beansy.
But if not, you got to win a Super Bowl. I mean, don't you, after that, don't you kind of have
coming
to win
coming out that arrogant and pissed off?
Or your receivers have to be some of the most productive in the NFL.
Yeah, it can't, if you are going to lose a big game, it can't be because of your lack of receivers.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. I kind of get where he's coming from, referring to Brandon Bean.
Yeah.
The current wide receiver core has a chance to develop. Why waste the money when you could bolster the defense even more? Well, because you got prime Josh and a great team that's right on the cusp. This ain't development time. This is missile strike time.
Yeah.
And maybe he thinks these wide receivers have that ability. Okay, but here's the thing.
What's that?
The funniest part of this.
What?
Again, we know Jeremy. He's a really good dude, mm-hmm. right? But we in the break room also have experience in this realm.
What do you mean?
Well, I would say we've probably pissed off during interviews half a dozen Bills players and coaching staff members. Is that a fair estimate?
Yeah, I mean, CMF in general has a pretty long history of not cooperating with the NFL completely.
And like you hear, if you could just play the beginning of that again. And again, knowing Jeremy and having been in this spot before, just listen to Jeremy reacting to what's happening.
Yeah, no, it was. I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very, how so?
Oh, no!
You guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just go, hold on, let me talk.
Oh, no! All right, pull it down.
How about the guy just, let me talk.
I think. Do you think Bean was expecting more pushback and he didn't really get it?
Yeah, like he came in hot, was ready to get argued with, and Jeremy was
just
like,
"Let him talk."
Yeah, go ahead, man. Okay, but here's the thing:
When
you don't see the interview going south and then it goes south, it's like the scariest thing ever. Even you, who likes to, like the funniest thing.
Oh, Tommy gets so quiet.
You handle this.
You guys take it.
There was one interview. I mean, we talked about the Doug Marrone interview where he was just a massive dick the whole time for no reason.
And then in the year before, he was very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But there was one interview that stands out above the rest, and I went looking for it last night, and I couldn't find
it.
Do you remember the quarterback Jeff Tool?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Okay, so the first year we were at Bills training camp.
Toolsy.
As a show together.
Yeah.
Jeff Tool had
It's the rise of Jeff Toole.
Well, he had,
Toole time.
So the Bills had drafted E.J. Manuel. Yeah. They signed Kevin Cobb to be the starter, and Jeff Toole was an undrafted free agent quarterback. Right. And Kevin Cobb gets hurt. E.J. Manuel's the starter.
Yeah.
E.J. Manuel gets hurt.
Didn't he like trip or hurt himself?
That was Kevin Cobb. He hit his head on a mat. So E.J. Manuel is out. Yeah. Jeff Toole, an undrafted free agent rookie, is starting like the fourth, fifth game of the season.
Yeah.
And he goes out, and he has a respectable game.
Yeah.
They lose the game. And like, you know, as we prepare for these interviews, I want to try and make them as relatable to everybody listening as possible.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I started asking him questions about, like, what does it feel like to run out of that tunnel that day knowing you're going to be the starter? You know, what are the emotions you're having standing on the sideline not expecting to be in this position? And I didn't think they were insulting because, like, you can't look at me and tell me.
You're a third string guy.
Undrafted free agent. You didn't think you were going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, don't lie to me. And he's like, quiet, quiet. And at one point, he stops the interview on the air, and he looks at me, and he goes, I don't like the way you're asking these questions. And I did a Jeremy. I was like, And I go, And he goes, I feel like you're trying to get me to say something that I don't want to say. And his, like, nostrils are flaring, and he's not, like, a big dude.
No.
Yeah. But, like, it's like, you didn't help at all. You just sat there. Thanks.
What is it going to do?
And then it's like, okay, we still have,
these,
like,
guys have no sense of humor at all.
No,
like, they don't get
do.
It. What?
Some of them have sense
no,
of humor.
No, I mean, like,
but it takes a second.
Ron Darby, great sense of humor.
The
great
management humor. Has no sense of humor because we tried doing some games with them that they didn't like. And they got pissed off. They got pissed off at some jokes we've made in the past. I remember one time they got mad at us for laughing too loud because they were trying to practice
that's
over
it.
There.
That's well, why. Think, that's the only reason
I mean,
why,
like,
right?
They invite you out there, but they don't want you to do anything.
You ruined it for the future shows.
And by the way, I think they were just surprised everyone was laughing so hard because you were the one making the jokes.
Oh, so they were good jokes.
I saw him at the funny boat in South Carolina. Dude sucks.
I can't take your word for it. Like, you have to admit you were the dicks back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, she's talking to him, not me.
Yes. No, I'm talking like, about this is like pre break room.
Oh, I'm talking.
Stuff.
No, I'm talking even like when we were out there with the Wii Show.
Sure. Yeah.
We had.
Yeah.
Battles
you built a reputation
them.
For us.
Oh, we had battles with them, man, where they got pissed and.
But you were a dick, though.
But they were also arrogant dicks. I mean, it was a two-way dick street. Down on Dick Street.
Wow,
you can't use the bathrooms over here. Like, one of the funniest ones, they used to make you walk like a half a mile to go take a leak in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's because your buddy ruined it because he tried
again,
to talk to Terrell Owens.
Again,
you bring a guy onto the show.
Who ruined that?
So what we did then is the tent next to us was Channel 13. That's where we peed.
I can't believe you just said that into a microphone.
No, that they knew.
Did
no, they didn't.
It's
did they?
By the way, it's grass.
Yeah,
and
where Catalana was doing his broadcast
so
every night.
Not only did you piss off the Bills and that organization, you also pissed off like all the local TV stations.
Oh, no, he actually you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But they forced us to do it.
They forced us to pee on Mike Catalana's chair.
No, we didn't pee on his chair.
You
got to
ask yourself, why is my chair wet?
Why is it so soggy around here?
But you can be nonchalant all you want. You can make the jokes all you want. But this is a thing in Rochester now. And you're not prepared for it.
Mm.
Oh. What are you eating? Parsley, you bitch?
No, I'm eating celery and it gets stuck in my dental work. It's a thing when you get older.
Remember when you were cool?
No.
Me neither. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the weather right now is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Like 70 degrees outside, sunny.
Like South Florida.
That weather's going to turn.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to get warmer. We could be touching 80.
Mm. Damn.
But with the warmth, come of the storms.
Comes a change.
This afternoon, we're looking at rain.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at wind.
A lot of wind.
Potential hail.
Hail.
And according to the National Weather Service, it is not out of the question that in our area, there is an isolated tornado. This is according to a story in the DNC.
A twister.
Yeah.
A twister.
Yes. Why are you laughing?
Which we've seen cause some damage, not... It directly in our area, but just south of here, right?
No, there was some, like down the street from my house, there was a confirmed tornado.
No,
like,
but like,
summer.
Wasn't there one that went through? And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Like, tore apart some
ripped
homes
no,
and
it
stuff?
Did do that.
They said it did years of damage.
It actually
they
did.
Said it may never recover.
No, like, I think those people are actually still, like, dealing with it.
Oh, they put the barn back up.
They put the barn back up. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tommy keeps moving the goalposts on tornadoes because a couple of years ago we started getting more tornado watches.
Well,
whatever.
we had one season with slight activity.
No, a couple of years ago we had a couple of watches, and you go, tornadoes don't happen in Western New York. And then we had a couple of that we had a couple of confirmed tornadoes. Yeah. And you go, oh, they were baby ones. And then there was like a pretty decent tornado. Yeah. And you were like, ooh, no, it's not even a real tornado. And you just keep laughing because you can't admit that there are tornadoes here sometimes now.
But we get the tornadoes we get are like the JV squad of tornadoes. We're not getting those Texas, Kansas, you know, mile wide, suck up the church and everybody in it.
If it shows up at your house.
I'm going to heaven too fast.
If it shows up at your house.
Oh, then we got a problem, buddy.
It can, well, you don't have a house. If it shows up at your wife's house, it can destroy it and suck you out of it.
Destroy it.
Which America is hoping for.
Flatten it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know I don't like tornadoes.
I know.
It's like one of my biggest fears.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And I think, Kimmy, it's because we are not prepared for tornado.
Well, it's very hard to prepare for because they're so quick.
You're not, Kimmy.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't either.
Shut up. No, that's just it. Like, what? We are prepared for all the weather we grew up with, yeah, but yeah. Because tornado warnings, watches, whatever, are relatively new, I have no idea if there was a tornado in my area. Do I go to my basement?
Well, we don't have, like, you know how those places that... It's in the Midwest especially that they have like the tornado alarm so everybody knows it's coming. I mean, how do we, are we going to get that alert on our phone? How's that going to
work?
Oh, yeah,
you do get those storm alerts on your phone.
Yeah, but like does it, I mean, I don't know how long a tornado lasts. So like is it, does somebody see it? Does it get to the weather service? Did
they
tell
you? Well, you'll hear it. But here's the thing, you got to get in the root cellar. You got to close them big old doors on the root cellar. And then Pa's going to go out there and check and get sucked out. And that's how we lost Pa.
Remember when you said there were five bears in New York State and then the next day there was a bear in your backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut.
Well, how's your root cellar?
I got a half underground basement.
Oh, you're fine.
No. No, I'm saying my house is on a hill. I think that's bad.
Oh, is it?
No, but you have a basement.
No, but my basement, half of it is exposed because there's a hill.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
No, I thought you wanted to be all
like
the
it
way.
Would be.
No, you want to be all the way underground.
Yeah, but you're built into the ground.
No,
yeah, I think you're fine.
All basements are built into the ground. That's
no,
what a basement
I know,
is.
But I'm saying,
no, but it's you got, what do you got? A door down there.
And
right?
You got an out.
It's called an egress, said the guy who came and fixed something all
right.
One time.
So just lock the door. You'll be fine. Pile some furniture right up against her. That old door ain't going nowhere.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. With severe storms moving into our area this afternoon, the National Weather Service says there is a chance for an isolated tornado in
isolated.
Our area. Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen, and Kimmy. Tommy's an idiot. It's not a root cellar. It's a fruit cellar, you dumbass. I think
wait,
that's where you store your canned goods. It's not a root cellar. There's no such thing as a root cellar. Anyways, if a tornado comes, you hide inside Tommy's mom.
Speaking of things that are sucking everything up.
So there was a tornado came through here back when I worked for Brother Weeze and, Joe T. I was in Rochester and I live out here in Wyoming County and a tornado actually did come through Warsaw and it jumped right through Perry. And I'm not even kidding. It went right to the trailer park. There's one trailer park in my town.
How does it always find the trailer park?
I don't know.
It has GPS.
I swear to God. And it took out my favorite pizzeria, too. So it's kind of sad. But, yeah, hiding time inside time's mom. I'm not going to say it again.
All right. Thank you, Skyler. Have a good rest of
the
day.
He got his favorite pizzeria.
Now all he can eat is fruit from the fruit cellar. I'm pretty sure root cellar is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is. They both exist. Both
is he even
things.
Calling it a fruit? No, yeah. Root cellar.
No,
fruit cellar.
A fruit cellar does exist as well.
Okay.
But a root cellar is also a term.
Jaden writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. He says, fun fact, Tornado Alley is slowly shifting to the east. That's why you've seen an increase in the last 10, 20 years. That's not a fun fact at all, Jaden.
No, I don't like that.
You don't even know if that's true.
It says man who just runs his mouth all the time.
It's shifted a little to the east.
Okay, Kimmy, here's what sucks the most about a tornado and a tornado watch or warning.
What's that?
In Rochester, all the extreme weather we get, we get a ton of warning.
Yeah. And you know it's coming.
Well,
yes.
You know, there's a potential for a snowstorm or
ice on the roads.
Yeah.
Right. And that stuff can paralyze us, but we have 3 to 4 days to prepare to make a decision on what you want to do. Tornado is here.
You got seconds.
Just here.
To think about
there
it.
There now.
And when you see it, it's too late, son.
That's actually. Step.
What? That's actually what?
I've never wanted anyone to get sucked up by a tornado more than I want you to get sucked up by a tornado. Like, I'm not. It's not an exaggeration. You're my friend, and I love you, but I want.
But you didn't die.
I didn't say die.
Well, you get sucked up. You're dead.
No, it's not what I heard. I heard these are JV tornadoes. Just pick you up, spin you around like it's a.
Like a dance concert.
Yeah, music park ride. Hey, like check me out.
It's like you're doing a cha-cha.
I want you in a tornado so bad, so bad. All right, so just a heads up.
Yeah, be careful out there. And make sure you're bringing in all the things that could blow around.
Yeah?
Like your mom.
Okay, too late. Skylar, how about Skylar had a better mom joke than you did?
I just wanted to join the party.
All right, so the bad weather, the severe weather will start.
2 o'clock.
Around Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's today.
Go into the evening.
Yes.
8 o'clock at night. That's be on cool. alert.
Yeah.
At all times. Yeah. Check your phone, check your family.
Yes.
All those things, yes.
Well, everything
check
he
on
said.
Check on the elderly.
Well, not during the storm.
Check and see if they're prepared. If they need to come over to your house.
Okay.
Like, you've got elderly and
you know. No, I have no elderly people in my neighborhood.
No, your mother and your father.
Yeah,
did you just call his parents elderly?
Well, they're my age.
I think they're actually younger than
you. Yeah, but they're in their 60s.
Yeah, but okay. They're younger than you. You're old.
And they've lived a hell of a life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Check on your dad.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.